This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
My name is Aaron Levy. I'm the director here, and it's a real pleasure to have you all here tonight for our soiree. As you know, we've gathered here this evening to celebrate the relaunch of Slot's identity. We've reached a milestone in the development of our organization, and we're so glad to share this moment with all of you, but also for you to join us as we continue to grow and to change. An underlying assumption at Slot is that our cultural identities are inextricably bound up and entangled with those of others. Over the past 11 and a half years, all of us at Slot have been fortunate to experience this in a concrete way. We've collaborated with hundreds of artists, musicians, architects, activists, and scholars, but also students and seniors, friends and family, growing and changing together as people and as an organization in the process. Acknowledging these connections as we mark our anniversary this evening is therefore not a formality, but rather a particular pleasure and joy. 11 and a half years ago, this city was arguably a city of strangers, though a city is always marked by a sense of both solitariness and solidarity. There was a serious paucity of artists and arts organizations in Philadelphia at that time, and few spaces, social or institutional, to meet, to talk, and simply engage others. A variety of individuals from different backgrounds, different generations, and different communities came together at that time to form this organization, many of whom are here tonight, and to construct another form of community, one that would move beyond display or presentation alone and foreground dialogue and conversation as an art unto itself, if not a social responsibility. It was important to everyone that the organization exists not only within one community, but on the edge of many. We thus created this space as an ever-changing space, as an ever-changing forum for reflecting on who we are, where we are, and what it would mean for an organization to continually rethink itself and its relation to those whom it engages. In response, 9 values were affirmed and have served as our system, guiding us through many years of programs and projects. These values structure our new identity and our new website as well, and I encourage you to take a postcard tonight and visit the website to learn more. In 11 and a half years, we've never really slowed down for long enough to celebrate what we have achieved. In part, this was because we hadn't come to a point where it seemed appropriate to celebrate, or the projects themselves had a seriousness and a gravity that did not lend themselves to celebration. But also, this was perhaps because we've always been marked by a certain degree of precariousness. The upside of having no real funders, nor the necessity to please anyone in particular, is that we have always been marked by a sense of curatorial freedom. The downside is that, much like the artists and communities we have long engaged, we have always struggled with vulnerability and fragility, facing an uncertain and unfunded future. At the heart of our new identity is this recognition that you all enable our resilience. Your engagement and your participation enables us to transform this insecurity into a strength. And so we can't think of a better way to celebrate than with all of you here tonight. So thank you to everyone at Slot who is here tonight and who has made this evening possible and all these years possible, in particular my friend and co-founder Jean-Michel Rabaté, as well as the Department of English at the University of Pennsylvania, who has supported and collaborated with us throughout all of these years and has also sponsored tonight's event. Philadelphia has changed so much over the years, as has this organization. We're happy to be part of that change and for you to be part of our ongoing transformation in the years ahead. So all of this being said, I realize that we're really here tonight for an intellectual dance party. And so I want to turn to kind of a very brief introduction of my dear friend and colleague, Paul Miller, a.k.a. DJ Spooky. I've known Paul for many years. We've seen each other in all sorts of places, from New York and Pittsburgh and around the world. He is always engaged in so many activities, more than we as an organization are undertaking in any one year. He's such a wonderful person. It's so special that he's here with us tonight. So DJ Spooky is a composer, he's a multimedia artist, he's an editor, and he's an author, and of course he's much more than that. He's produced and composed work for Yoko Ono, for Thurston Moore, and he was recently an artist in residence at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, And I learned today that he's also an artist in residence now with NASA and with National Geographic as well. Paul's work as a media artist has appeared in the Whitney Biennial, the Venice Biennial for architecture, the Ludwig Museum in Cologne, the Kunsthalle in Vienna, the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh, among many, many other institutions around the world. His book, Sound Unbound, an anthology of writings on electronic music and digital media, is a best-selling title from MIT Press, and I really encourage all of you to buy a copy and to seek it out. I also want to introduce Melanie R. Hill, who is a spontaneous and special surprise who Paul met this morning and invited to perform tonight. As you can tell, I'm trying to use words that start with the letter S, and all of the food and drink also starts tonight with the letter S. Melanie is a violinist. She's performed in all sorts of places, with the Apollo Theater, for instance, at the White House, with John Legend, who also graduated from the University of Pennsylvania, and she's recently featured in Philly Style Mag. In her spare time, we also know her as one who's pursuing a PhD in the English department at the University of Pennsylvania as well. So I want to thank Melanie, and I want to thank DJ Spooky for joining us tonight. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to them. Thank you.